about the course, My Inner Journey. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. About the course, My Inner Illumination. Everyone, at some point in their life, decides to take the journey of inner illumination. And to take that course of inner illumination requires something very dedicated from each of us. It requires that we look at our life from a totally different point of view, that we see ourselves as we can be seen by all that is beautiful and good. And as we do that, marvelous things happen to us. Are you ready to take the course, to take your inner journey? Well, it has 12 chapters to it, one for each month of the year. So it takes 1 year to take the course and to follow it through to what its conclusion is. Now, just what is the course all about? Well, in the preface we say, my life is similar to the presumed 9 lives of cats. A cat has built-in fortune at being able to experience death-defying incidents, yet time and again comes through them to the amazement of everyone, alive and well, no worse for the wear. As I begin my inner journey, I am so much like the cat and its fortunate life. My real nature lies unseen at the core of my being. My real foundation is hidden, supporting the life I build upon. My real foundation is hidden, supporting the life I build upon. When the foundation is well affected and well substantiated, anything can be built upon it. The choice is up to me. My inner life is designed as a course of the University of Healing, preparing me to be aware of my inner reality, and with this awareness allowing me to soar into the magnificence that arises out of that knowledge. My inner journey is my inner journey. As I read each of its 12 chapters over a period of 12 months, when I finish this adventure, I will be a better human being, son and daughter, husband and wife, business associate, and an illumined individual, claiming all that which I am. While the cat is amusing, and is amusingly said to have 9 lives, my multidimensional existence, expressing on this plane, has just begun. And I wish you a happy journey. In creating this, my inner journey, I let go of all the stops. Daily before writing each chapter of the Grand 12, I sat in introspection, listening to a voice within quietly sharing with me its reality. However, I neither heard nor understood the voice until I sat at my computer later to let it flow and come forth. The power within me selected the subjects and followed a perfect outline that I was only later able to see as each chapter concluded. My life is my philosophy, and my philosophy is my life. I let each concept presented here be an inspiration to me to be myself, love my world as my creation, and be myself and have fun. I live a wonderful life, and it's a life that I fully live. I am honored to present to you my inner journey. I love you. This is what it's all about, isn't it? It's what life is all about. You have the opportunity to take this program and read it. It's available online in the internet. And if you want to read it and enjoy it and find benefit for you out of it, do so. If you want to take the course for credit at the University of Healing, then apply, matriculate as a student, and get further benefits of a proctor working with you as you go through each of the programs. The first chapter is Today I Start a New Life. The second chapter is Living with Positive Thinking. The third chapter, Living with Positive Action. The fourth chapter, Living with Sound Mental Health. The fifth chapter, Living Positively Happy. The sixth chapter, The Law of Cause and Effect. The seventh chapter, Giving and Accepting. The eighth chapter, To Live a Peaceful Life. The ninth chapter, My Place in This Universe. The tenth chapter, My Pathway to Absolute Success. And the 11th chapter, Discipline is an Inside Job. And the 12th chapter, Everything is Within Me. How great that is. How wonderful that is. How powerful and practical that is. And yet, how little I have paid attention to it as I have lived my life. How little I have paid attention to it. I have the opportunity to be myself and have fun. I have the opportunity to know myself and know who I am in this life. We know who we are, and we know what we are, and we know why we are. And we know that this is something so spectacular, so marvelous and so fulfilling, that unless we really put our attention to it absolutely, fully, completely, and wonderfully, we'll never really realize just what it's all about. Today, I start a new life, a new beginning. Every day is a new beginning for me, whether I recognize it or not, and each morning as I arise, I begin new and fresh day. It is not because I necessarily desire to do this. It is just one of the facts of my existence. How often have I sought to start again, to begin fresh, to forget the past, to go where no one knows me and be completely new? It is something that every human being has done, and at one time or another, or 100 times in life, the desire to begin anew. And daily I do this, but too seldom do I recognize that I really am doing it. And I begin with myself alone. Now, as I take this course, my inner journey, I realize that it is my inner journey and no one else's. And as I read these profound ideas, I see that each one, specifically, individually, and wonderfully, apply to me, apply to my life, apply to my world, apply to all that I think is important. I'm the creator of my world. I'm the creator of my life. I'm the creator of all that I am. And as the creator of all that I am, as the creator of everything that has value, everything that has purpose in my life, the more I know about it, the more I live it, the more I am it, the more wonderful and complete my life is. One of the wonderful factors of the course, my inner journey, is that as I read these words, I live them. As I read these words, they're me. They speak from the very depth of my being. No matter who I may be a million zillion people. I may be the billions of people upon the face of the earth reading this course and coming to a new awareness of who and what I am. Coming to the awareness that there's something about me that is more wonderful than I've ever perceived before. There's something about me that says I can be peace. and I am peace. Something about me that says, as I train myself to be aware of who I am, I realize that my world is already ideal. My world is already fulfilled. My world is already complete. My opportunity now is to be aware that this is so. And the awareness in my life of who and what I am is such a treasure, such a wonderful beingness, such a wonderful awareness, such a wonderful knowledge, that I've never really appreciated how much it is wonderful. And so I look at the words of my inner journey, and I look at the idea that the inner journey presents to me, and I say to myself, yes, that is who I am. Yes, I am good and very good. Yes, I have an ideal program established before me, and that ideal program is something very marvelous, very wonderful, very fulfilling, very exciting, and I am there. Yes, that is all that it's all about. Yes, that is me. And I feel wonderful in having it be me, because that's all that really matters. When I take my inner journey, I am taking my journey into my inner self. Though these words may be written by another, by me, they are you, because they're speaking of the universal quality in all men, the universal quality that we have and all have in us as we step out of the awareness of our divinity into the awareness of the temporary humanness. And as human beings, we're playing the game. We're playing the game of being ourselves and having fun, or listening to a world outside of ourselves. And if we listen to a world outside of ourselves, we're going to hear all sorts of interesting ideas coming to our attention, all sorts of interesting things that are going to demand our awareness. And we're going to say, oh, do I want to empower that in my world? I'm a genius. I'm divine. I have come out of a divine creative source. I am the allness of the universe. I am the isness of the universe. I am all that is. Now, if I accept anything less than the allness at any moment of my life, at any moment of my thinking time, if I accept anything less than the purity of my being, I won't have the nine lives of the cat. I won't have even my one life here. Yes, we live on many dimensions right at one time. At this very moment, I am living on an infinite number of dimensions, as are you. At this moment, we are living on so many dimensions of time and space that we cannot even imagine it. But we are. We are so varied in our ability to be. We have that infinite quality of allness about us, that incomprehensible quality of allness about us. And because we have this incomprehensible quality of allness, because we are the isness, because we are everything that ever was, is, or will be, we are just confounded, and we say, that surely cannot be true. I do not want to confuse myself and my thinking with something so broad and so magnificent, because I cannot think of myself as that. And yet, for illustration, I say to you, okay, we're going to take a trip, and we're going to go up into the North Woods. And we're going to go among the great trees. And we're going to be in this primitive area. Now, there is no well for water. There's only running brooks and streams. There is nothing to eat except the animals of the forest, if we would, or the plants of the forest, if we would understand them. And there's nothing to keep us warm except perhaps a fire that we would have in our cabin. There's nothing to amuse us except our own consciousness, because we do not have a television, a telephone. We have no communication with anything else in the universe except for ourselves. So, because we are creative minds, we think to ourselves, okay, I really don't need to eat. I really don't need to eat. I can live my life without eating. Okay. I can live my life in this body without drinking. Okay. I can live my life in this body without breathing. Okay. You say, well, anyone who does those things is dead. No, not really. Anyone who does those things is living in a more divine awareness. The manna of heaven feeds that being. The sustenance of the universe is one as it. And then I begin to think, just what is my body? Of what is my body created? Is it a series of atoms? And these atoms, do they have to be fed by anything or nurtured by anything? By my thought, perhaps. By my thought alone. And where do these atoms come from? Why are they in my body? Why are they formed in the way they are? Are there infinite atoms surrounding my body? Are there infinite atoms in the universe around me? Are there infinite atoms at the very touch of my fingertip? Do I have billions and billions of atoms in my one little fingertip? Inconceivable, isn't it? But it's true. Our scientists tell us these things are true. They've done research, and it's true. But we know that. We know within ourselves that we are the allness. Now, if I'm in this North Woods environment and I don't have a lot of things around me to amuse me or anything, I begin to listen within. I listen within to my own inner television set, to my inner communication with myself. I listen within to the joy that I am. I listen within to where my food comes from, where my drink comes from, where my air comes from, where all that I am comes from. And it comes from my divine self. Now you say, well, if you really can't do that, why don't you do that? Why don't you show us? Well, I will say this to you once and a million times throughout this program. A master sees another master. If you are a master consciousness, and you are, and you look through your master consciousness alone, at the universe in which you live, move, and have your being, if you do that, you will see the degree of awareness that you have. And the degree of awareness that you have will tell you just what level of consciousness you're on. Now, the master does not need anything, is everything, and delights in it. And the master does not know you are aware of anything or that you are in anything, because the master cannot lower his vibrations to where yours are. A master's vibrations are so high and so illumined and so fulfilled, a master needs nothing. For a master is everything. Whatever a master thinks it is, however a master contemplates itself, it is. This is why the words of the master teacher when he said, "What wouldst thou of me? What do you want from me? You want me to do some blessing thing for you? I see you as complete and whole, because I see you as myself. If I were to see you in the limited environment you say that you're in, then I would have to be in that limited environment, and I cannot do that. I must always remain in my high consciousness, in my high level of awareness of who and what I am, and who and what the world is that I am in. I am only in a world of divinity, a world of purity, a world of magnificence." When you take your inner journey, when you take your inner journey with us through this wonderful course, this wonderful program of My Inner Journey, you will wake up to how magnificent you are right now. And you will let go of thinking about the past, because you're going to be thinking so much about the now. And there will be no past for you, because you'll only be thinking in the now, and as long as you're thinking in the now, you cannot think of any otherness. And when you think of the allness that you are, you cannot think of any limitation, any lack, any wishful thinking. And when you think of the isness that you are fulfilled in every way, because every thought that you think is not a thought. It is a fulfillment. It is a lived-in attitude, consciousness, beingness. It is who you are. Now, are you ready for such a glorious experience as that? And I know I am there. If you are, join me in My Inner Journey. Dwell with me on this reality that we are indeed ideal. We are indeed divine. We are indeed revealed now, illumined now, aware of our allness right now. And as we are aware of our allness right now, every desire of our heart manifests itself in such a manner, in such a majesty, in such a magic way, that we wondered why we didn't start before. No way. You don't even know you didn't start before, because you're living in now. And as you live in now, you live in who and what you are. You're being yourself and having fun. You're being yourself and knowing yourself, living yourself. The breathlessness, the essencelessness, all that we think is so important. We are right now in its fullness. And with the master teacher, we say, "What wouldst thou of me? I see only that which I am in you and in all. You see only that which is you in now and in all." And that's really all that matters, isn't it? That's really all that makes any difference in our life, in our world, in our universe. Claim it now for yourself. Walk your inner journey and live your reality in the now. For this is who you are, who I am, and all is. Have a lovely, wonderful now, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.